We're up to Kuf Chesem and Aleph. I'm going to have to leave right away after the shir. I doubt if we're going to have time to finish the whole next Amud, but we'll see. We're up to Kitanoi, towards the bottom. Nine Lamila Shaba also Makom. I know we did this already, yeah? Yeah. No. Kitanoi. Minayin Lamila Shaba also Makom. How do we know Mila is in the Aver Haholada? Shanemar. Nemar Khan or Lasso, Nemar Lahalan or Lasso, Malahalan Dover Shol Sipri, Afkan Dover Shol Sipri. It says Orla by Peiros, and it says Orla Stam or Lasso by circumcision. Just like over there, it's Makom Shol Sipri. Here also, it's in the reproductive organ. Divrei Reb Yoshia. Reb Nosson Omer Eino Tzorech. Hari Omer V'Oral Zocher Asher Lo Yimol Besar Lasso. Right, since it says Oral Zocher, Makom Shenikar Bein Zachrus Anaklus. It has to be in the place where there's the difference between male and female. Rashi. No Rashi. Tana Rabbanan, Kosvin Tfilin Agabi Or Behema Tahora, Agabi Or Chaya Tahora, Agabi Or Nivelos Utrefish Lahem. We said before that we learned from the Pasuk, Lamantia Torah Hashem Beficha, that Tfilin and the Nailam Sefer Torah Mezuzah are the same, have to be written and have to be made from things that are kosher. So the halacha is, it has to be made from something that is the min is kosher, the Behema Tahora, or a Chaya Tahora, an Oaf Tahora. But it doesn't have to be kosher, but poel that you can eat it. It could be nevel and trefa too. Right? Even if the animal didn't die with shechita, so you're not allowed to eat it, but that kind of animal you're allowed to eat. V'nichrachos b'sairon, you wrap the parshios with the hairs of that come from an animal that's tahar. V'nisparos begidin, and also begidon, and they also are sown with the sinews of such animals. And it's halachah l'mosh misinai that tefillin, the parshios of tefillin, have to be wrapped with the hairs of a behemor chaya tahora. What? What?
What does that mean?
What?
What does that mean?
We'll see.
Someone's explaining it. Hold on.
You're learning. The nisporos begidon, they have to be sown with the gidim of behemah and chaya tahora. Aval oin ein coast in law gabi or behema tmeya, velo gabi or chaya tmeya. You can't write it on the skins of behema tmeya, a non kosher animal, or a non kosher chaya, the ein tzorech lomer gabi or nevelo trepa shalahem. And surely not the nevelos and trepas of theirs, which really is not anything worse than the fact that they're behemas tmeyas. The ein nichrach in besar, you can't use their hairs to wrap the parshios. The Ainisporos Begidon, you can't sew the tefillin up with the gidim, with the sinews of the hematmeya. The Zusha Eila Shoal by Susi Echoris Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi. Menayin Shen Kosin Tefillin or Behematmeya. Right, this question, a Baitusi, Baitusim, Tzedukim, Baitusim are the same thing. So a Tzeduki once asked Rabbi Yeshua Hagarsi, how do you know you can't write tefillin on the skins of a behemoth meya? Dechsiv, lamantia Torah Hashem beficha, midover hamutar beficha. It has to be something that you can eat. It's kosher. Elamiata gabi or nevelos and trevis ha yichtavu. If that's the case, then why should you be able to write on the skins of animals that didn't have shechita? They're also not allowed to eat, even though they're kosher animals. Omer le em shochal mashal. So he told him, I'll give you a mashal. L'ma dover doma. L'shnei b'ni odem sh'nischaivu harigal amalchus. Two people were to be executed by the government. Echad hargo melech, v'echad hargo espaglitor. One the king himself killed, and the other one was killed by an executioner. Ezeu mehen meshubach, hevi omer zeshe hargo melech. Which one is better? Right, the one that the melech had to go and kill personally, right, he was more ma'ula. The other one, the king just let somebody else, an executioner, take care of. Here he took care of himself. So this person, obviously, is a more important person. He had to be executed by the king. Right, so too, the what's it called, an animal that was killed by a person, which shechita is not as great as an animal that died by itself, or the Rabbanu Shem killed him. That doesn't answer a treifa. The Lamaisa answers what's it called, a treifa also. The Rabbanu Shem was going to kill him anyway. He's going to die anyway. So an avel and a treifa is superior to an animal that was killed, right? So therefore, the avel and treifa of a kosher animal is kosher. Tosa says. What? No. But it's more the person who's killed by the melech is more mechubed, right? Whatever the reason is, still more mechubed that he's killed by the melech himself, right? The melech took out his time; he didn't just give it over to the hands of an executioner to do. So Tosha says it's not that that's what's it called the levaisa. It applies even to an animal that was killed, just not with shechita. He knocked it over the head with a hammer. It's also not kosher for what's it called it's still kosher. So Tosfos says just over here it's coming to tell me that when the Torah said min hamutar b'ficha, it wasn't talking the poel, but only the min. It has to be the kind of thing, right? Because there's no svara to be machalik between something that's kosher if it was killed one way or it was killed the other way. There, Adarabba, the svara is if it died by itself, it should be even better. So therefore, when the Torah says min hamutar b'ficha, it only means to say the kind of animal that's kosher, not that this animal right now has to be kosher to eat. Ela mi'ata yochlu, that's the case, then you should eat it too. Right, Adarabba, it's better to have an animal that was killed by the Rabbanu Shem, an animal that died by itself, than something a shochet at a shech. So why don't we eat nevelas? Omer le'a Torah omer lo'sochu kol nevelas. Right, the atomos yochlu. Right, so the ma'isa, the Torah says you can't eat nevela. It could be, and chami svara wise would be better. And again, here the svara is only to tell me what the pasuk means. But over there, the pasuk says beferish, it's awesome. Amar lei kalus meshubech tamzi. He liked the reason. Rashi nichrochos besiren ha'igros, the parshios inside the tefillin are wrapped up in the hairs shel elu. Then you put them into the batim. Ispakaltor sar hatabachim b'lashin yivani. That's the executioner. Zeshe hargo melech the elu lokwal yidei boram. These were killed by the Rabbanu Shem directly, not by a human being. Kalus meshubech tamze. Okay, so let's see what these things are. The parshios of tefillin. Okay, what's it called? Halacha l'mosh mi'sinai, that you roll them up and you wrap them. You tie them up with the hairs from a kosher animal, and the rosh is mosif that aside from the hairs, you also put a piece of cloth around the parshios. So the parshios are wrapped in a small piece of cloth, right? That also comes from a kosher animal, and then they're twined around with hairs to hold them close. So that the what's it called the Rosh says only a minig, and that the Shulchan Aruch also says. The Rambam is mashma that it's a halacha l'mosh mi'sinai that the parshios of tefillin have to be wrapped in a cloth, a maklis, and also what's it called and hairs, and that's based on Yerushalmi and a Maseches Sofrim. The order of these things also machlokas. The Rambam says first you put the cloth on around the parsha. Now, in other words, you have the parshios written, you roll them up. And then you put what's it called another piece of blank cloth around them. You wrap them up in a blank piece of cloth, and then you put these hairs around that. That's the way it says in Maseches Sofrim, and that's where the Shulchan Aruch says also. Yerushalmi says just the opposite. First you put the hairs on, you wrap it around with the hair, and then you put the matlis, the piece of cloth over that. And the augur says, in order to be able to see both of them, we do both. First you put the hairs, then you put a piece of cloth, and then you put hairs again on top of that. And that's not in the minig. Put hairs around the parshas, you open up your tefillin, right, you'll see that the parshios, the shalrosh, are not rolled, they're folded, so they can fit into the batim. And around them you'll see hairs, and then a piece of cloth that's folded around them, and then more hairs that go on it. And the shalyad is around, and there's a matlis on that, and then what's it called, and then hair. Hairs, matlis, and hair. And the Gros says the Seder is not makiv at all. The Mishabur also passes like that if you put the hairs first or the matlis first, it makes no difference. you have to sew them with gidim of a behema or a chaya tahora. And the Shemusha Rabba says that the minig at least is not mashma that that you do it. You sew them only with the sinu of a shor, a behema gasa, not a behema daka. And the Mechaber in the Shulchan Aruch says good to use gidim from a shor, but it's not makid. You can use any gidim that come from a kosher animal. And the Gnod of Yehuda says you can't use for this the sinews of a bird, because first of all you can't distinguish between the flesh and the sinews of a bird, they're not different, and also it doesn't hold good, so you have to use davka, an animal, and the chatchila we use a shor. Okay. What say? Is a goat, a sheep, as opposed to a bull or a cow or something.
Okay. Is the physical size of the chicken?
Yeah, basically. Behema daka means a small animal, and a behema gasa is a bigger variety. Not only in the size of the animal, it's totally in what's it called? In the kind of animal it is there. Okay, let's go on. Ein olsin hilmi b'shabbos. Hilmi is salt water. We'll see that it's just a more concentrated salt water. Aval osa who has meimelach, but you can make a less concentrated salt water. The tovil b'hentito, the nosin otochat tavshel. And you're allowed to use that salt water to dip your bread into, or to put it into a dish to make it salty. What's the difference if it's a lot, what's it called, a lot or a little bit? Right? It's all hilmi, it's all salt water. The Elohein may melech hamutarim. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi says, what's mutter? No sein shemen lechatchila l'toch hamayim. First you put in oil into the water, all the toch hamelech, or you put oil into the salt, and then you mix them together. You can't put the salt and the water together and then put in the oil or whatever. And the reason is that the oil takes away the power of the salt, takes it away. Either it's in the water first or it's in the salt. On the salt, before the salt and water are mixed together, it takes away the power of the salt. See Rashi. Hilmi, Shmaira, whatever it means, salt water. Aval Osa Mefarish Bigmar. When we can't make a lot, only a little bit, right? What's the difference? If you're not allowed to do it, you're allowed to do a lot of it. If you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to do even a lot. If you're not allowed to do it, even a little bit, not. The imam rubi masurim af hamuati masurim. Din elu mutarim af elu mutarim. Umidmar mefarish lechumram Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi wasn't saying that it's okay to make a lot. He was saying you can't even make a little bit. The kulon li isur, mitneshuka ma'abed. So Rashi says, what's the isur of making salt water? It looks like ma'abed, like tanning. Misakin is ha'ochel anosim l'tocho, kadeshi iskai. Because you put something into brine, into salt water, that's how you pickle things. And pickling is like tanning leather. What do you? You take the hide and you basically pickle it to make cloth. So pickling foods also is what's called is like ma'abed. So Rashi learns that it's Isser Mishum Ma'abid, even though Ein Ma'abid Ba'ochlin, even though what's it called, Ibu, doesn't apply to food, right? But Midrabanan, it applies in certain cases. The Elu Hein HaMutarim, Nosin Shem L'toch Mayim B'tchila, Kodim Shitin HaMelech. Before you put the salt into the water, you put oil into the water. Or Nosin Shem L'toch HaMelech B'tchila, Kodim Shitin HaMayim. Or before you mix the salt with water, you put oil on the salt. The shemen doesn't let the salt and water mix well. It takes away the sharpness of the salt. Can't never become really strong brine. But if you make the salt water and then you put in the shemen, it's not going to reduce the strength of the brine. Soon as you put the water and the salt together, it looks like ma'abid. And in ma'abid over here, it doesn't mean you're ma'abid the salt or ma'abid the water. It means that this is the process of ibud. You first make the brine, and then you're ma'abid the thing, the tanning fluid or whatever, the tannic acid. So this is a chelek of ibud, making the brine. Maika Omer. What's the pshat? Omer Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Hachi Kohen. In Osin may melech merubim, aval Osin who may melech muatim. Hilmi and may melech are the same thing. But the Gemara says that well, you can't make a lot of it, but you can make a little bit. That's what the Tanakhama holds. A lot not, a little bit is okay. Let's see what, the shear is. Omer of Yossi, v'halo hu hilmi bein merubim me muatim, iboyelahu. Rabbi Yossi le'isra le'hetim. Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell me that just like a lot is osur, a little is also osur. Or he's coming to tell me just like a little bit is mutter, a lot is also mutter. Om Rabbi Yehuda lahatir. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yossi is coming to tell me you can make all kinds of salt water. Midloktani Rabbi Yossi osur. Because it doesn't say Rabbi Yossi osur. He should have said Rabbi Yossi says that it's osur completely across the board. Omer le Rabba, Hamidiktani Seifa, the Elu Heidme Melech Hamutarim, the Chara we can medayik from the Seifa, the opposite. When Rabbi Yossi said, this is the way to make salt water that's mutter, by putting the oil in first, Michlaud Rabbi Yossi Leeser, that there's no other way that should be mutter. According to you, Rabbi Yossi holds all salt water is mutter. Little bit, a lot, so why do you have to put the oil in? Ella Omer Rabba Leeser. Rabbi Yossi came to say it's awesome. The chain omer Rabbi Yochanan lesser. Rabbi Yochanan also said the same thing, that Rabbi Yossi is coming to be machmer, not to be mekel. Tanya nami hachiv ha-price, it says in Betherish. Ein osin me melech merubim, lo seis l'toch ha-kvoshim, shebesol gistera. You can't make a lot of salt water to put into, what's it called, things that are being pickled on a broken clay. That's how they used to pickle things. They didn't put it in a jar. They took a broken shard and filled it up with the brine and put the vegetables in there like a trough. Aval osu hu mei melech mu'atim v'ochel behen pito. But you can make a small amount, enough to what's it called, to dip your bread in, but osu netoch atavshon, to put into food to flavor it. Om Rav Yossi, v'chi mitnei shahalolu merubim v'halolu mu'atim halolu asur v'halolu mutarim. If you're doing the same exact thing, just you're doing a lot or a little bit, why should that change the Isra and the Heter? Either it's all mutter or it's all osur. Yom Rumalacha Maruba Asur Rumalacha Muetis Muteris. People are going to say, if you do a big malacha, a lot of malacha, then it's osur. A little malacha is okay. If it's the same exact pa'ula, then why should there be a difference between a lot and a little? Ela Elu Ve'elu Asurim. Eirish. Both of them are osur. Hey. The Elu Hein Mei Melacha Muteris. So what is mutter? No sin shemen umelech or shemen umayim ubilvashiti mayim umelech lechatchila. First you put the shemen into the water or to the salt, and then you put them together. Rashi. My ka'amar, my hilmi umayim neimelech. Lechora hilmi and neimelech are the same thing. So what's the difference? Less or lahatir, haide ka'amar shneim shavim leisro lahatir. When Yossi said that a little and a lot are the same thing, what do you mean to say? They're the same thing, they're both asr, but the same thing, they're both mutter. You have vegetables that you are pickling, so they'll last. They won't get rotten. That's why they pickle things, not just for the taste. They don't have refrigerators. So the only way to have something that would be preserved, right, and didn't go bad and rot right away is to pickle it. Gistera kli shaver shalcheres. It's a broken kli of earthenware. The ain't a roy lechol tashmish kisholim umatzinos lakas. It's not really fit for any other use, and they used to use these broken shards of kalim to pickle things. Okay. Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ain osim me melech azin. You can't make very strong salt water. My me melech azin. What's considered strong salt water? Rava v'Rav Yossi bar Abba, Damri Tarvayu, Kol Shabdeya Tzofa Bohem. Anything that it's so salty that the an egg floats on the surface. The Kama, how much is that? How much salt water, how much salt do you have to put in to make it so buoyant that the egg won't sink? Amravaya, Trey Tilsi Milcha V'Tilsi Maya, 2/3 salt, 1/3 water. Lamai Avdila, what do you use such strong salt water for? Amrababo Lamuraisa, they use it for making fish juice, pickled fish juice. Tani Rabbi Yehuda bar Chaviva, ein molchin tznon ubeya b'shabes. You can't, salt radishes or eggs on Shabbos. Rav Chizkiya Mishmei Dabaya Omer Tzno Nosers, radishes taki you can't salt. Ubeya Muteris, which allows to salt an egg. Omer of Nachman, let's see for the Rashi first. Shabeyat Sofa Bohem, Koach HaMelech Ma'akevis M'lishkoa. When the water is salty, it prevents things from sinking. Milumuraisa Shodakim. So they use that for pickled fish brine. Ein molchin snonu beitza, gimel v'dalet chatichos yachatz. Rashi says, you can't salt three or four pieces together. Masha, one piece at a time, you could salt. But three or four at a time, you can't salt. Shamelech ma'avdom v'nasim kashim, because the salt, if it's left in the salt too long, it changes them. It hardens them. V'avitikun, and that looks like ma'avid. Rashi l'shitaso, that malich is also because of ma'avid. So if you salt three or four at a time, you can't eat three or four at a time. So some of them are going to remain in the salt while you're eating the others, and that already is going to look like ibud.
Why
does
it say three or four? Why doesn't it get either three or four?
It could be three big ones, four small ones, whatever. That's the way that the Gemara speaks all the time, right? Three or four. Or two or three. Sometimes the Gemara asks a kash on that. Right, if three is okay, then what's it called? If four is okay, then three is okay for sure. Or if three is also, then four is also for sure. Sometimes the Gemara doesn't ask that. It's either a way of speaking, or sometimes the Gemara knew that the Mishnah was Medayik. But in the Rishonim, Rashi says, what's it called? In other words, a few. That's what he's saying, basically, a few. The Nasim Kashavi Tikkun. Mereshavi, okay, we didn't get it yet. Okay. And the difference of an egg and a radish, the salt makes a change in the radish, doesn't change the eggs. Another idea is that you don't usually pickle eggs, but radishes are usually pickled. Okay. Omer of Nachman, Mireish having malach na puglot. In the beginning, I used to what's it called? Salt radishes. Pugla is Aramaic for snow. It's radish. Amina afsude kom afsidnole. Because I thought that it ruined it. Right? Didn't it wasn't misakin. It didn't make it better. So it's not, doesn't look like ibud. Because it's that's a good, you leave it in the salt too long, it ruins it. the Omer Shmuel, Pugla churfe male. Right? Because Shmuel said that the what's it called, the sharper the radish is, the better it is. And again, Shmuel was a doctor. He said sharp radishes are healthy. So I figure if you salt it, it takes away the sharpness. So that's not a good thing, right? Even the Shamana Laha, the Chiyasa Ula, the Omer Barava Malchi Kishri Kishri, right? And I heard that Ula came and he said that in Eretz Yisrael they what's it called, they salt heaps of radishes during the week, right? So it's obviously a good thing, right? Mimlech lo malachna, so I, what's it called, didn't salt radishes anymore. Vani mat bilna, but to dip the radish in the salt and eat it right away, that doesn't look like ma'abe. Pouring the salt on the radish and leaving it there, that's what's awesome. But dipping it in the salt and eating it, that's okay. Okay, Rashi. Meireish havi malachna pugla b'shabsa. In the beginning, I used to salt radishes on Shabbos. Pugla is snow, is a radish. Kishrei tilin gavoyim, igal al igal. They used to, in Eretz Yisrael, salt radishes, heaps of radishes, during the week. Mimlech lo malachna, shtayim yachad. I didn't salt two at a time. Tvulei b'shabs achila mat bilna v'achina. But while I was eating one at a time, I, what's it called, I ate them. Here Rashi's mashma, even two is awesome. Four, he said, you can't do three or four. Here he says, even two he didn't do anymore. But one, and you can dip it in and eat it. Okay, let's just see a few things here about salting, and then we'll go on. Paper here. Okay, first of all, making meimelach. That's the first thing the Gemara speaks about, the Mishnah speaks about. Not salting vegetables, but making the salt itself, the salt water itself. So Rashi learns that all of this is because of ma'abed. Looks like you're working out leather or anything else, that salt mixture or a brine mixture is going to have an effect. It's just like tanning leather. The Rambam learns it's like bishul. We know maliach is karoseach. Right? It has a din of bishul. So, therefore, making salt water or salting things is like cooking them. Okay? And, those are the two different shitas. Rashi, who says it's ma'abed, the Tosfos Yontif says it could be also ben HaTorah, could be mamish ibud. And the Miri holds, even according to Rashi, it's only drabonin. And the Rambam holds it's like mevashel. And Pashtus, that's only a din drabonin. It's not mamish bishel, there's no heat, or whatever. But since the result of malicha is the same result that happens when you make bishel, so memela the rabbanan answered it. Looks like okay. Now the Rambam holds that like the Tanakama, passing like the Tanakama, that you're allowed to make a little bit of salt water, but not a lot of it. Okay, and the Aruch HaShulchan says that he doesn't mention the heter though of putting in the oil first. That even you can only make a little bit, but that's mutter. Even if you didn't put any oil in. And you can't make a lot. Now, how if you make a lot, but you use Rabbi Yossi's heter of putting the oil in? Does the Tanakama also hold to that heter? Or the Tanakama holds that you can make a little bit, a lot is also no matter what you do. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that if you make a lot, you can't even do it the way Rabbi Yossi said. The Tanakama is cholik on that. Putting oil in doesn't help. And the Mogen Avraham holds, not like that. The Mogen Avraham holds that even according to the Tanakama, if you put the oil in first, whatever is mutter. And the Aruch HaShulchan is speaking in the Rambam, and the Mogen Avraham is speaking in the Shulchan Aruch. And therefore, according to the Shulchan Aruch, it'd be mutter to make a lot, even according to the Rabbanan, as long as you put the oil in first in either of the salt or the water. The Mogen Avraham says that you can only make, so how much is a lot and how much is a little? That the halacha is you can make a little, not a lot. How much is a little? So the Mogen Avraham says enough for that meal, and the Elirab and the Mishnah Berurah say enough for the whole Shabbos, enough that you could use up over Shabbos, not for saving for the next week. Okay. So that's by salt water. Now salting vegetables. Okay. Here again, Rashi holds that the issur of salting vegetables is ma'abed. And the Rambam holds Mavasha. Okay, Rashi holds you're not allowed to do a few together, but one alone is for sure mutter. Right? But more than one, that one place Rashi says two is osur, one says three and four, but one for sure is mutter. The Shulchan Aruch and also the Rambam, right, also holds the halachas the same thing. And the Trumas Hadeshin says that you're allowed to salt a lot of a lot of things together, not like Rashi, and as long as you eat them one after the other, you salt them all at the same meal, and you're going to eat them one after the other. And the Mishnah Berurah says that that's only if you're going to eat them right away. But if you salt them at the beginning of the meal, right, and you're eating them at the end of the meal, and you're leaving them in the salt for the entire meal, then that's not okay. And the minig is not to salt any vegetables, raw vegetables, but to dip them into salt and eat them as you dip them, but not to salt the things themselves. So that's the halachas of salting. Let's go on.
If they make salad.
What?
If they make salad to bring to the table.
So if you put oil in the salad first, then you can salt it. But if you don't put oil, you can't salt it.
Just doing that,
you put salad or dressing or something on it, then you can salt it. But if you just put the salt directly on the thing, the minig is to dip things into salt, or menadin, you can salt one at a time and eat it, and then salt the next one and eat it, and so on. Come on. Uh, Tani Rabbi Yehuda Bar Chaviva, Esrog Tzno Nubeya, an esrog, a radish, and an egg. Il mole kliposim achitzono, if it wouldn't be for the outer shell, right? Einon yotzim me'ayim lolem. They would stay in a person's system forever. They're so hard, they would never come out of the system. And what's it called? The klip over here is not the shell of an egg, because people don't eat eggs with shells. It's talking about the white of the egg around the yolk. And the esrog, obviously the skin of the esrog, and the radish, the skin of the radish. If you wouldn't eat it with the skin, it would never come out of the body. And the same thing with the egg yolk. So the egg yolk is healthier with the white around it. Others say that it's not a chesaron. Sheinam yotzim in man. It would be totally absorbed into the system. There'd be no psolus. If it wasn't for the white, if it's just for the yellow. Kiyosu of Dimi Rashi, Klipa Chitzona, the Beya Hi Hachelba. By the egg, it's the white of the egg, not the hard shell. And Laidi, the Tani Bahadi Esra, Gutsnon, Klipa, Nakat Banami Lashin Klipa. That's not usually called the Klipa of the thing. But since it's talking about the skin of the Esrog and the skin of the radish, which are called the Klipa, so it said the same thing by the egg. But it's not talking about the egg shell, it's talking about the white of the egg. Right? They get stuck in the stomach and they'll never go out of the intestines. Okay. Ki osa Rav Dimi Omar me'olam lo tova gav Rabbi Yom Adistom. Rav Dimi came, he said, no one ever drowned in the in what's it called, in the Yam of Sodom, in the Dead Sea. Omar Rav Yosef hafucha stom vafucha mila. Your stone was turned over and you're saying opposite things. It's mashma that only people never drown, but things that normally flow do drown in the Dead Sea. Gavra hu delo tova. Mashma from you that people never drowned. Kshura tova, but logs did drown, did sink in the Dead Sea. Those is the opposite of normal world. Omar le avaya lomi boyakomer. No, he didn't mean to say that there only people don't drown, but logs do drown. No, he meant to say just the opposite. Lomi boy, kshura da fila b'chol ne moshevol motava. Wood floats in all water, right? So surely that floats in the Dead Sea. But even el afilu gavra the tova b'chol ne moshevol. People who normally sink in regular seas, b'yamid disfom lo tava. In the Dead Sea, the people don't sink either. Not only things that normally float. Here, even things that normally sink float. Rashi, lo tava. Gavra biyamadistom, et neshamay maluchim, since the water is very salty, it prevents the, what's it called, the person from anything from sinking. The stone was turned over and you're saying opposite things. Kshura tova bitmiya. Right? Only people don't sink, but the logs do sink. Well, he says, no, he didn't mean to say like that. Okay. The mainafkamina. We might say, after all of this, what's an afkamina? If people sink in the Dead Sea or not? Ki hada rovin havi shaka v'ozo achorid v'yirmiya aguda diyamadistom. Rovin was walking after Rav Yirmiya on the bank of the Dead Sea. Omer lei ma'u l'mim she'mehani maya b'shava. Can you wash with this water on Shabbos? Right? You know that it's used for a fuah. The mud and the things of the Dead Sea are used for refuah. So is that refuah or not? Omer lei shaper dami. Yeah, because what's it called? It doesn't look like you're doing it for refuah. And healthy people also wash with this water. Mahu limnitz ulamitzach. So now he's talking, what's it called, about his eye. Can you wash your eyes with this? It's supposed to be a refuah for the eyes. So are you allowed to, what's it called, open and close your eyes so the water goes in good? That's the way he used to do it for a fuah. I didn't hear specifically if this is mut or not, because you're not allowed to do things for a fuah on Shabbos. But I heard something similar to this. Sometimes he said this in the name of Rav Masna and sometimes in the name of Marufa. And both of them, the original ones who said it, One was said by Avuah d'Shmuel and one was said by Levi. Amrin, that they were the ones who originally said it. Chad Omer, one of them, either the father of Shmuel or Levi, said, Yain besocha ayin aser, al gabi ayin mutter. You can't put wine in your eye. They used to use wine also for refuah, for eye diseases. So to put it in your eye, nobody does that unless it's for refuah, and it's, therefore it's clear that you're doing it for medical reasons, it's also on Shabbos. Al gav ha'ayin mutter. But to put it on the outside of the eye, that's okay. V'chad omar rok tofel afilo al gav ha'ayin yasr. And the other one said that even what's it called, spit, that the person didn't eat anything that day yet, and the spit is very, very strong, right? Even putting on the outside of your eye is asr. Tishtayim davua d'shmuel hu da'omar yayim v'socha ayin asr al gav ha'ayin mutter. Let's establish, since we don't know who said both of these things, one Levi said and one Avuah d'Shmuel said, let's establish that the father of Shmuel was the one who said that the yayin in the eye is aser, but on the eye is mutter. How do you know that? The Omer Shmuel, to Shmuel himself said, shora adam pito b'yayin v'nosmal gaba yayin. You can dip your bread in wine, and you can put the wine on your the outside of your eye, the Shabbos. The Shmuel and Iman, so obviously only on the outside of your eye, but not on the inside. So who did Shmuel hear this from? Miman, lab de Shmuel and Miavuah, must have heard it from his father. So this is the one that Shmuel's father must have said, the one with the wine. L'tameich, according to you, Hada Omer Shmuel, Rok Tofel Afil Agabi Ayin Aser, Shmuel himself said the other one too. He also said you can't put strong saliva even on your eye. Who did he hear that from? Right? If he heard that also from his father, so then Elalevi v'lochado Amar. What did Levi say? Then they both were said by Avuah d'Shmuel. So there's no raya that the fact that Shmuel said the same thing that he heard it from his father. Elachado Shmuelemi Avuah, v'chado Shmuelemi Levi. Right? One he heard from his father, and the other one he heard from Levi. And we don't know, v'lo yadina and haimi avua haimi Levi. We don't know which one originated with Shmuel's father and which one originated from Levi. Okay, Rashi. Mahu lemim she mehani maya garsina. Mi asur mishum refuah. Is it also because it's clear that you're doing it for medical reasons? The gozer rabbanon b'chol refuos b'shabbos mishum shchikas samon. The rabbanon asur all medical procedures on Shabbos. All kinds of taking medicines and doing things that are clearly medicinal because we're afraid you're going to make medicines and you're going to chop them up, grind them up, which is also because of tochen. The elu merapos is ayin. These are medical things. Shaper dami delav mucha milsa derefuah avi. But if it's not clear you're doing it for medicine, healthy people do that too. Then it's okay to do. Afal pisha merapin, even though they do have medicinal properties. Still, since it's not clear you're doing it for medicinal reasons, sure, the time of the refuah, the asira less el exera. The whole inyan of refuah is only exera. Shemi yishchok samamonim, the domi litchina, shuav malacha. So since it's only exera, where it's not clear that you're doing it for the sake of refuah, nobody's going to learn to chop up medicines. Because who said you're doing it for medicinal reasons? So therefore, they weren't gozer where it's not clear that it's for medicinal reasons. Right, you don't close his eyes. Otsum einov. Shurochis mem b'shabbos. Mao she yasker v'yiftof einov kedish yikonis mem lion. Can you squint? Move your eyes up, open and close it to make the water go in. For then, he said that for sure is muchach that you're doing it for medicinal reasons. Healthy people don't do like that. Kiyotse bo shamati teheicha the mucha milsa the refuah of it aser. Where it's clear you're doing it for medicinal reasons, it's aser. That's clear if you're opening, closing your eye with this water around it, this dead sea water, that's for a fool. The fact that the Rav Dimi said that nobody ever drowned, sank in the Dead Sea, right, we know from there that they're so salty they also have medicinal properties. But also the name is, and therefore you're not allowed to open and close your eye because it looks like you're doing it for a fool. Zimna Amalesha Kibel Mishnayim. He was Makabel, his Torah, from both of these people, and he didn't remember which of these two things he heard from who. The Tarvayu Rav Masna Marukva Mishmei Davua Dishmu of Alevi Amri. Tarte Mile, Omer, Chad the Mishmei Avu Ad Shmuel. One he said the name of Avu Ad Shmuel, the Chad Mishmei Levi, one of the name of Levi. Chad Omer, O Avu Ad Shmuel, O Levi. Right? One of them said, either Avu Ad Shmuel, Levi, we don't know who. Yain Besochai, into Omitsu Pasach Oser, to Mucha Milsa. Right? You can't put wine in your eye where you open and close your eye because it's clear that you're doing it for medicinal purposes. Agav Ha'ayin Water, the Amri Rechitsu Bi'alma, the people used to wash with wine. And therefore, it was even healthy people. So it's not clear you're doing it for medicinal reasons. Rok tofel shlo tom klum mishneir mishnaso. You got up in the morning, you didn't eat anything. The saliva that's in your mouth at that time is very, very strong, and it also has medicinal qualities to it. Afilo agav ayin aser the mucha milsa derefuah. Because there, when you put saliva on your eye, even if you don't put it in your eye, people used to wash with wine. They didn't wash with saliva, right? That's clearly lerefuah. Dila rechitza mois, to wash yourself with saliva is mias, even your own. Lahachi nakat roke tafelishu chazik umarbe, but it does have medicinal properties when it's after the whole night and you haven't eaten anything. Letameich in kein levi velo chado amar. You're going to tell me that everything that Shmuel said he heard from his father, then he said both of these things and Levi didn't say anything. Lahachada mishmei itmar kedamor, and we said one of them is what's it called is from Levi. So therefore, the Gemara says, we still don't know which one. Shmuel said them both, one in the name of Levi, one in the name of his father, and we don't know which one he heard from his father and which one he heard from Levi.